What do you remember about your first impression of Mike Vrabel, and how is your relationship?
My first impression? Yeah. Oh, I did not like him. Yeah, I mean, I can say that, you know, but what I've grown into, man, he's a great guy. He's a great guy, and he coaches hard. He holds his guys accountable, you know, and I'm not saying that lightly. He really does, you know, and he leads this group, the team, you know, and honestly, I believe that he's daring somebody to challenge him so he can show you, you know, he still thinks he can play. So.
This is Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Very nice, this little churches. It is the Ken, Rich, Ted Johnson show with Christian Arcan today in the Ketches Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. And I was impressed. I don't know how you guys felt about A.J. Brown today. I liked the fact that he handles the media in a way like somebody who has played in a town where the media is very critical. He knew how to answer the questions. He seemed very likable. That answer right there I thought was fantastic. And that was obviously he had a little bit of a butting heads history with Mike Vrabel. But he's also given Mike Vrabel credit for pushing him to become the great player that he is. And I know that, Ken, you brought up how when he was with the Eagles, there was a little bit of a concern about how he was somewhat passive-aggressive on his social media, and he even said something along the lines in an interview of, I use that to hopefully motivate some of the other players on the team. I don't think that's the best way to motivate the players on your team. I've always thought that the best leaders are the ones who do it in the locker room and don't do it in front of, and don't do it blindly on social media, especially with these really vague memes and messages that you're going to have to sit there and interpret. But I also believe that he's not going to be that guy around Mike Vrabel.
Well, the one thing, though, about that, he seems to believe that his approach, he does it, he talks through the media to light the team up, and he, like, thinks that's a good idea. So when you say he won't do it because of Vrabel, he's kind of telling you, well, this is my method of leading. I think it helps us. The Eagles didn't handle it. They didn't like my method or whatever, but maybe Vrabel will give him some leeway there, because Vrabel's kind of loose about that, right? I don't think he's, like, telling guys to stay off social media.
I don't know. I don't think it's stay off social media, but I also have a feeling that Vrabel's not above going to a player and just going, hey, we like to keep things in-house, all right? Mm-hmm. I think that the best way to build a strong team and to keep people from, you know, having a New York Giants situation like we had with Jackson Dart this past week, where you had players on his own team calling him out on social media. So the way to avoid anything like that is, if you have a problem with somebody, let's deal with it in-house. I can see Vrabel being a strong enough leader to be able to tell even a star as big as A.J. Brown that, don't you?
Yeah, except he did kind of, with Travion Henderson, right? Like, he did sort of come out and say, well, we don't want to talk about our, whatever he said. I forget exactly what it was, but he didn't keep it in-house, I guess. Like, he did speak on Henderson and his very biblical, the postings that he has. So I don't know. I don't know if that would be something that would land. I don't think it would need to with Brown, though, because I feel like Brown and him, like, there's enough mutual respect there that Brown would play ball.
Yeah,
right.
So,
like, I think, you know.
Well, so in Philly, to recap some of his stuff, we talked about the Bible verse he posted once. Fine. He had the most famous incident is when he had the book on the self help book that he's reading right during the playoff game. The owner, Jeffrey Lurie, had to meet with him at one point to hash out concerns over the team, because he had told reporters, I want to win. I just think we're focused on winning and doing our job. We can't keep slapping a Band-Aid on the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. At what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense? So he basically ripped the defense. You know, as an offensive guy, like, if he says these things, Vrabel's going to have to speak on it.
Sure, there's not even a question. But I also think that Vrabel seems like the kind of coach that you don't want to disappoint. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You ever had like a boss or like a relative or somebody?
I disappoint all my bosses. Yes. Every single one.
They just like, you know what? There's some you just don't care about. You're like, this guy's an ass. Who cares? You know. But like, sometimes you either work for somebody or there's somebody in your family that you just don't like. I had, it was funny, like my wife's grandfather was like that. He was just like the most stoic, nicest guy, but you knew that you just didn't want to ever disappoint the dude because he was just that dude.
But Vrabel's kind of he gives it and he takes it. Is he really that guy? He's almost like he's given US, so you kind of want to give it back. He's more volatile than you don't want to disappoint him. I think there's going to be fireworks.
That thing with Barmore last year, though, right? I mean, there was a thing there, and they got past it, and then they were hugging each other, you know? So, like, I don't know. I see what you're saying, but yeah.
I guess my prediction is we're going to have some moments that are sideline blowups, and you're just going to have to expect that. I mean, the Eagles.
You really think that?
Yes. They're calling him a super diva in the Philly Inquirer. Okay. He's a diva receiver.
Here's why
get ready for that.
Here's why I don't think it's going to happen, at least in the first year, is because I think he's going to be extremely happy with the amount of catches he's going to be getting. He's going to be very successful because he's perfect for Drake May, and Drake May is a great quarterback. And I think any time a player is happy and they're getting their touches and they're getting their yards, that means that kind of stuff doesn't happen anywhere near as much. Now, did he have a good quarterback in Jalen Hurts? Absolutely he did. But can you have a falling out? Absolutely you can. This is fresh. You're in the honeymoon stage.
And this is the best quarterback he's had, right? So he's going to want to get off to a good foot with Drake and not piss him off.
Great point.
You know.
Great point. This is the best quarterback that he has played with. And I just have a feeling that he is in a much better place where, like, it just seemed like there was a dark cloud over that team for the past year and a half over in Philly. And I just have a feeling it's just going to be a completely different vibe.
It was a lot of pressure in Philly. Obviously, they're trying to repeat last year. What's the pressure level here? I almost feel like the Vrabel thing took some of the pressure off. That's kind of good.
Yeah. I mean, A.J. Brown's a big reason why they didn't get out of that wild card round. You know, like, he had a really bad game against the Niners. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you think he quit or whatever, then it's troubling, obviously. But I think you're in for, like, a long honeymoon period here. Like, I just think that's
–
you're
like
set up for
team.
That. He wanted to be here. What wide receiver ever wants to play here? Honestly. Like,
well, amazing.
Well, none of them ever
You're
did.
Making a great point because this has become, because of Drake May, a destination.
Yeah.
But in this case,
ever since Brady left, it was absolutely like nobody wanted to be here. Nobody wants to be a Patriot. And then Drake May gets here, and all of a sudden people see what this guy's got. And then, of course, they go to the Super Bowl. People love Vrabel, too.
Yeah, in this case, Vrabel. And he grew up loving the Tom Brady Patriots of the early 2000s in Starkville, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So it's like the dynasty is paying off 20 years later. You're convincing a guy to want to come here.
And the other thing, too, is with Belichick gone, and it seems like they're just about to break the bank for Gonzalez, they're no longer a team that's viewed as cheap. So not only is this a place where you could possibly win, but you could make a decent amount of money.
Let's see what happens with Gonzalez before.
Yeah. He's going to get that deal. Put it this way. If he doesn't get that deal, we riot.
Well, they could trade him.
They're not going to trade him.
For two firsts?
For two firsts.
So they traded Sauce Gardner. The Jets did. So.
But, but the thing is you have to win now. Mm. Like, you can't – the two firsts, who knows how long that's going to take? I know you've got Drake for a while. But, I mean, you also have him, as we were saying, like for, another couple of years on this rookie contract?
What's the worst case? If they ride out, if it's a contract dispute through, like, week 10 or something, he's got to show up at some point and play, right?
They're going to pay him. I have no doubt.
No doubt?
You can't go. You can't go in like this. You can't go in with it like the whole A.J. Brown thing, give up a pick for him. They're going to want any kind of positive news. Do you know how much backlash they're going to get if they let Christian Gonzalez go? If they trade Christian Gonzalez, do you know how much fans are going to be completely BS about all of that?
Can I play the Vrabel Gonzalez answer here today? He was asked about the contract. Last question of the press conference. I think Karen got it in. Karen Garrigan. Good. A little bit of a cryptic answer, I thought. Here's Vrabel.
Well, I think that there's, the contract is the business and the professional side of this. The personal side, I don't want to let anything interfere with that. I want Christian to be ready when he comes back, and I would imagine that he would be here next week, and if he is, then we'll coach him and be ready to move on and get him ready and get him ready to help us and help himself. And contracts are a part of professional sports. I understand that. But I also know that those should remain private. And like any contract, you want to make sure or negotiation that everybody feels like they get something out of it. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
So what's that mean at the end? A contract that everybody should get something out of it, I'll leave it at that. Almost like he's saying they're asking for the moon here.
I'm not reading anything into that. I'm not.
Do you read anything into that, Arkin?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, what's that mean? I've never heard anyone classify a contract supposed to be for the player. The team's not supposed to get something from the contract. It's supposed to be to pay this number one corner in market value, which is a lot of money. I mean, listen, it's a lot of money, and Gonzalez wants more. He wants to be paid like a number one defensive player. Like, he doesn't think it should be corner, defensive end, whatever. He should just be paid the most because he's the best.
Let me hear the last 10 seconds of that. Let me hear that one more time. Because is this like, I just want to make, is this a case of sports talk radio where we're trying to like, read into something?
But I still am doing
Let me hear this.
Should remain private. And like any contract, you know, you want to make sure or negotation that, that everybody feels like they get something out of it. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, stop, Ken. That's nothing.
That's not nothing. That's weird.
That's stiff.
That's cryptic.
Where are you standing on this?
I mean, he's basically saying that both parties want to feel good, walk away feeling good. That's all.
Right, which is a big nothing.
What the hell?
What just happened? Confetti just
fell from Jones and Keith.
Confetti just fell from the ceiling.
That's a sign.
I thought the roof was caving.
That's a sign I'm onto something that is cryptic. It's a sign of magic.
That was funny.
That guy was right at the Vrabel press conference.
That's right. It's magic everywhere.
I think you talk about
What the hell was that? People listening have no idea what just happened. Like, all of a sudden, the ceiling just started pouring down confetti. All
right, this is America, right? That's a tarnish on the legacy of America.
America's a good band. That's not a very good song.
That is a horrible song.
No,
that's
it's not. All right, I love it. Art
Walpole.
Art on line one.
Right again, Ken.
What's up, Art?
Hey guys, I tell you, Rich, I love your brother, but if you think that if you sell your house, bet your house against them signing Gonzalez, I think you're in La La Land. Bill Belichick would have had him traded by now, and he would have had two good corners rather than one great one. And I think it could go either way right now. I do not. I mean, I hope they sign him. Obviously, it's not my money, but this guy to say he is should be paid as the top corner in the league, a guy whose injury situation already has been a little bit. You know, questionable, you know, over his short career. I think to say that it's a done deal to give him the kind of money he's looking for, I think is wishful thinking.
So, Art,
I hope it happens.
Art, you're making it. Listen, I understand what you're saying. How upset would you be if they did end up trading him?
Because of what you were saying, alluding to a few minutes ago, to winning now, I'd be upset.
Yep.
I'd definitely be upset. But again, this is a different organization, and I think you guys all agree with me that Belichick never would give him this kind of money and would definitely get two good corners rather than one great one.
And Art, to your point, it's a great call. But the one thing I'll say is Belichick is not here, and number two, they don't need any bad press this offseason. They're going to do everything they can to avoid any more bad press. And if that means signing Christian Gonzalez, you better do it.
But that is a good question. Rich, what would you take? Two goods or one great?
One great.
One great? Okay.
Yep, every time.
And also, Bill switched that up towards the end, too, because he got Revis. He gave all that money to Steph Gilmore. Like, he wasn't doing the two instead of one.
Yeah,
like,
but he didn't have a quarterback to pay $300 million a year or whatever he's going to
do. Listen, this is insane what they're about to do. The amount of money that they're going to spend is absolutely effing insane.
That's
we haven't seen anything like this. But they have to sign Christian Gonzalez.
They don't have to.
They absolutely have to.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to give him a little more money this year to play one more year. Then they're going to trade him in the offseason.
And he's going to say, nope, I'm going to sit out.
Nah, there'll be somebody. He sits out, he makes nothing.
If he signs anything other than a market-setting deal, he has the worst agent in the league.
Well, no.
Because he's worth it.
At some point, they have the leverage. He's got to make no money, get fined.
Then sit out.
He would sit out and not play at all? What if they offer him $10 million or something?
Don't
take out an insurance
anything
policy.
Less than the market-setting deal that you are worth, Christian Gonzalez.
Take the Lloyds of London insurance policy. Don't
sure,
they still do that?
Maybe that would be the case. That's right. We'll take your calls on that. 617-779-7937. The calls have been good today, even the two that fought against each other. I've quite enjoyed it. We'll be right back. 2 minutes. Okay, this song stinks.
It doesn't stink. No, it's not a rejoint banger, but
America has one unbelievable perfect song, and that's Sister Golden Hair.
Adventure Highway.
Oh, Adventure Highway is a great one, too. This song's not good. Did they do Tin Man, too?
Tin Man's not bad.
Okay,
Tin Man's not bad.
Tin Man is awful.
It is not awful.
Lost never cared to give nothing to the Tin.
It's very deep. It's very deep. It was the acid.
Yes, that's right. He didn't already. He just said the... Well, doesn't he say at one point, and the prophet of Sir Galahad.
Sir Galahad, yeah, great reference.
And that might be the dumbest lyrics of any song.
Well, he admits it has no meaning at all. Like, people were trying to, like, what are you saying here?
No, he just literally said the plot of The Wizard of Oz. Oz never did to give nothing to Tim Man that he didn't already have. But that's the whole lesson of the... That wasn't anything deep. That's literally the lesson of the Wizard of Oz.
He combined the Arthurian
legend.
Indiana
Jones stole an idol and down came a boulder. That's what happened in the film.
They're still touring. I missed them. I was going to go see them at Providence, but I missed them.
Are they alive?
Yeah, one of them's on tour. The other guy's retired.
They just took the A away from them. It's just America now.
America.
Just America.
Perfect time to be America.
By the way, it is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson. Christian Arcand here in studio with us. 617-779-7937. We got someone on the text line who said, I would call more, but I'm not sitting on the phone for an hour. I need to make money. Listen, if there's anything that we do, is we're good to our callers. I do love when people call because I've said this before. I'm not a social media guy. There's so many ways to contact us, and there's too many. Calls are my favorite way that you can contact us. So that is, I also, whenever someone is on hold, Stiz, how many times do I tell Jackson just tell them we're going to get to them?
And every time.
Yeah, because I want them to make sure that they know they're not going to sit there. I've been on shows before where people have called in at 6 and sat there till 10. And it pissed me off. I'm like, I'm never going to do that. If somebody's cool enough and cares enough about the show to call us.
What about Stephen Fall River?
Except Stephen Fall River.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll just tell Jackson and say, Jackson, don't put just tell him thank you for calling, but we're going to be moving on. Or you might get that. And it's not because we don't like you sometimes. It's because we want to respect your time and let you know we just won't be able to take your call. So we enjoy our callers. So,
well, our last caller was great because he convinced you that there is some doubt that Gonzalez is going to sign here long term, which you should start to brace for because I really don't think they're going to give him top of the market money. And I know Arcane, you agree with
that. Oh, Christian Gonzalez?
Gonzalez.
They're
going to try to string him along for 1 year and he's gone, and they're going to give the money to Drake because they have to. They will not have a high paid corner in this arrangement.
But you also understand how bad the PR is going to be if you let Christian Gonzalez go.
There is
PR
a football,
and in the locker room, too, I think.
And in the locker room. You're right. Yeah. That's the other part of it, is that you're sending a really bad message to the guys on your team.
I mean, how often did Belichick get away with that, though, and they won with that?
But
yeah, well, they
but
won
you
and
had
he
Brady.
Did, yeah.
You had Brady at that time. You don't have Brady. Like, it was. And by the way, people weren't doing it because Belichick was so great. They were doing it because they were winning because Brady was there. You can't do that now in today's NFL, and you certainly can't do it with this team.
603 texter, did Gonzalez help them win the Super Bowl? No.
But stop with that. He literally was the one guy who did his job.
But they didn't win is his point. It's like Cleveland. At some point,
offense,
Miles Garrett's not helping you win. You have to trade him.
The offense was awful.
It's not like Cleveland at all.
They were in the
Super Bowl. Cleveland's not sniffed the playoffs in that long.
At some point, you have to make changes. At some point, you got to get Giannis. Jaylen Brown's a great player, but you need to move him and stop shooting so many threes. Get a guy that can dunk the ball. Drive and dunk. By the way, Giannis talking money at some point is great. He made me want him even more. Giannis speaking eloquently on the value of money is tremendous.
Yes, he actually made a lot of sense.
Do you want him to trade Gonzalez? Sounds like you do.
I understand. I don't necessarily want it, but I understand where they're coming from. There is a case to be made, and I don't believe they are going to sign him to $35 million a year. If you're right and he wants to be the highest paid defensive player like Will Anderson.
I think that's where he's going to start with the negotiations. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, that's what Vrabel's talking about there when he says it's got to work out for both sides.
You just nailed it. That's exactly what, because there was a report that came out that he might want to be the highest paid defensive player, not just at his position, but I think Christian just nailed it. I think as his agent, that's where you start.
Right.
So when you get down to setting the market for your position, it seems like a compromise. And that's what they're going to go with.
Like the baseball labor dispute. It's all going to work out.
Sure. And we'll all be watching tons of baseball next year.
Ready for banana ball.
That will be strange. All right. Let's rip through some take grenades, shall we? Stiz, you got the thing.
Incoming!
Somebody said, sorry, Rich, Horse with a No Name was number one song for 6 weeks. So is The Rose by Bette Midler.
But you can't say it's a horrible song. It's factually inaccurate.
It was my opinion. I don't like it. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of crappy people with bad taste who like that song.
That was the first song I learned to play on the guitar, two chords. And it just always fascinates me. Like, wow, they made a classic song, two chords.
I think... trying to think of two chord song. I mean, Free Fallin's basically three chords.
Three chords.
That's three chords. Hell, half of the 80s hair ballads were three chords.
Like Emotional Conformity, Clean My Wounds is the same riff the entire song, through the verse and the chorus.
Ah, very nice. I like Crosby. You know, by the way, Down going on tour.
I know, it's my favorite band of all time. I cannot wait.
You know who's opening for Down?
Yes, I do.
Helmet.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm going to Worcester, baby.
We're going to see some riff, baby.
It's like, oh, you know what, Jackson, you and me, we'll go to that
Absolutely.
Show. Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely. Down is a great band. Phil Anselmo of Pantera, Crows of Conformity, the guys from EHG, I will not say their actual name, and Crowbar.
Yes. That's my favorite band of all time.
They are. You have great taste. Legit, you have great taste. All right, let's launch some Take Grenades, shall we? You've been leaving them all show. Going to the Odyssey app, pressing the microphone button, and leaving us a message. And this is brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to milliganandhiggins.com for a free consultation. We just got a minute for a couple of these. Let's go launch. Let's go.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I believe somebody called in yesterday and mentioned that Miss May was wearing number 11 for the May Day event in Worcester. Hence, the trade yesterday with AJ Brown. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's true, but then he switched to number one.
He switched to number one, yeah. But that,
which I don't like, by the way.
It's college number.
You don't like that he's number one?
That's a cursed number for the Patriots.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Devontae Parker, Cam Newton, N'Keal Harry.
I really
No, thank you. I'm all good on the one. Yeah. I should stick with 11.
Yeah. That's a decent point.
Yeah.
Listen, he didn't take Edelman's number. That's nice. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Out of respect. All right, let's go to the next one.
I don't know. I think both Paulie and Steve are pretty stupid, like the majority of people who call sports radio. Remember what Mark Twain once said. Never argue with a fool. A bystander might not know the difference.
Yeah, if you missed it, Paulie and Steve in the truck started...
It's electric.
They started yelling at each other on the phone together, and somebody called after that. He goes, your last six callers have sounded like the same person.
Who got the win, though? Paulie dropped off. He was winning, but then died.
Yeah, Paulie died. Yeah, he died. He got his ass kicked, and then he called back and, you know, came up for some air. All right, 617-779-7937. We will take your calls. We have a couple here. You know what? Let's sweep the leg. So if you got a call, we will take it next, and we don't have to wait too long to do that. We'll be right back. I always thought the dude from Onyx had like one of the best voices, and then they just disappeared, right?
All three of them have very unique voices. Well, three of them, right?
That's the guy.
Sticky Fingers?
Yeah, I know.
Like that dude from Onyx had a great voice, and
one hit wonder.
Did they do anything other than the song from the Judgment Night soundtrack after this?
They did Throw Your Guns in the Air. That's a good one. what was in the, what's in the, another big Onyx song?
They
Throw
only
Your Guns is a big
sure.
one. Yeah. Yeah.
He had a couple for sure.
This is the big one.
He had I always thought his voice was great.
Onyx claimed that Michael Jordan shaved his head because he wanted to look like Onyx. Yeah, one of them said that. Yeah.
Speaking of basketball players and rappers, whatever happened to the Fooshnickens? Remember when Shaq? Yeah, Shaq. What was the song that Shaq? Oh, Can We Rock?
What's up, Doc? Can we rock?
Yeah. Then, it was like Shaq and the Fooshnickens, yeah. And then the Fooshnickens just kind of left.
That was it.
You know what? Those are the kind of questions that keep me up at night.
And
where
Shaq
are those
went
damn
on to be the greatest rapper of all time. So.
He did. 617-779-7937. It is Rich. Ken, Krishnar Khan in this this afternoon. He will be taking you into the baseball game here in just a few. Let's go to Jonathan on line two. Jonathan, what's up, my man? How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First, I want to tell you that my wife is Colombian, and you know right. that Christian Gonzalez is Colombian background.
Oh, really?
And we love him for that, but we also think he's great at his position. But I got to tell you, you know, in today's day, in every sport, you could be a great athlete, but part of the measurement stick is how often are you on the field or on the court? And that's part of the equation. If a low-tier team offered the Patriots two ones or a one and a two, which are going to be high ones and twos, and you didn't consider that and plug in good cornerbacks in place of them to get by, I think you'd be crazy.
Yeah,
but and Jonathan, I like the way you're thinking, but when you know you have a great player, and he is a great player, and you know that you've just invested in one of the best receivers in the game, and you have a young quarterback that this could be the year that he becomes elite, and you just went to the Super Bowl, why would you risk having a less than decent replacement for someone like Christian Gonzalez?
Because there may be a chance this year, based on his history, that you're going to be playing with two very good cornerbacks instead of him anyway. And are you going to dish out that kind of money with that gamble, with that guarantee? I mean, that's the big question the Patriots have to decide. And I got to tell you, I listened to that press conference today.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that I'm overreacting, but when they asked Mike Vrabel about him, the way he dinged and danged around that, saying both sides have to be, you know what I got from that?
What's that, Jonathan?
Both sides have to be happy.
Uh-huh.
That means the Patriots might be happy with a couple of high draft picks and move on from them. That's what I got out of it.
But Jonathan, thank you very much. Rich said to me, oh, you're playing sports radio.
He is. I will tell you this, Jonathan. Vrabel's been doing a lot of dinging and danging since the whole
I'm using that,
thing.
By the way.
And honestly, it's like when he answers questions now, he answers them, like, for the first 20 seconds, he answers it, and then he rambles and just starts scrambling. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did
I have.
Yeah, so
I have, but depending on the topic. And this one, along with, you know, a million A.J. Brown questions, you know, he has a tendency to tap dance, which is fine. But
sure.
In the sense of Christian, I really, the minute I shut that off, it raised a red flag, the way he described the situation between the Patriots and him. And I'll tell you, I mean, I think it's 50-50. At this point.
Well, Jonathan, it's a great call. Thank you for calling. I mean, I honestly think they don't want the bad PR right now. They absolutely do not want the bad PR right now. Because A.J. Brown, as great as at a feel-good moment as this is, if you let Christian Gonzalez walk or if you trade him and you get, like, picks or something like that, people are going to be pissed.
Well, you don't have to do it now. You just have to get him through one more year.
Well, or if you, like, but the thing is he's not going to play unless he gets that deal.
He has to. I think he has to play by week 10.
He doesn't.
And if you give him a little more money.
He just won't get paid. But you don't think he would sit out?
I think they'll offer him more, just not $35 million more.
This is a good question for Christian. Let's go to Rocco on line one. Rocco, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up, buddy?
All right, so now I got to place a bet tonight on the baseball game.
You have to.
Yes, okay. I have to.
Got it.
And Christian, you're the man.
Yes, he is. What's your record?
So now I'm thinking.
Good.
Now I'm thinking. Plus 7 strikeouts.
Uh-huh. For early?
And now I'm Rafael. Plus 2 bases.
Okay.
And Jared Duran for a home run.
Okay, the Duran home run's probably going to sink you if you're parlaying all that because that's going to be long odds. I will tell you this, Rocco, I like the picks there, but I can tell you that the market today is going crazy for Wilson Contreras. So I don't know if you have any Wilson Contreras props
really?
You like, but today I just happened to notice there's a lot of favor going towards Contreras for hits, hit run to RBI, home run, all that stuff. So take it or leave it, but that's what the markets are saying today.
And you can't forget about our guy,
yes.
Durbin.
Yeah, yeah. So Rocco,
too, yeah.
Rocco, I happen to have an inside source that Caleb Durbin's batting coach, Lorenzo Garmendia, went personally down there. So, you know what? Put money on the over. Whatever his hits are today, you put money on the over, Rocco, and you're going to be... You're going to be
Durbin?
Yeah,
on the
Durbin.
Over?
Yeah, on the over, and you're going to be swimming in cash.
All right. What about the strikeouts? You think he's got 7 in him?
He's only done that once this year. That
I don't
high.
Know. That's high. I mean, you probably get a good number on that, but that's high.
Maybe 12.
Or he'll strike out a lot, though, so maybe.
So what, bring it down to 6?
Yeah, bring it down
I'd
to
6.
Yeah, feel good about 6.
Rocco, can I ask you a question? I've been told by a friend of mine who pretty much gambles for a living is that the number one way to lose your money is to parlay instead of just doing straight-up bets.
Sucker bets. Yeah,
so are you a parlay guy?
I am a parlay guy. I'm pretty much a 3-leg baseball parlay guy.
Hell yeah.
Cause I have a feeling
that's just what I do.
You probably hit it big once and like you can't get enough now, right?
Chasing,
like,
yeah.
No, I've hit it big 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
Three times in 6 years, okay? I hit it big 3 times.
That's right. And you're chasing that dragon, right, Rocco?
Football, I can't touch it.
That's right.
Every time I've been on a football game, I just completely crash.
Oh man. Well, Rocco,
I don't understand.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Rocco.
And you call us tomorrow and let us know how you did, all right? I want to know.
Oh, I'm gonna. I'm gonna get on the phone and place it right now.
You got it, Rocco.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I have got this friend who's just like, dude, why would you ever parlay?
It's the thrill of the parlay.
It's the thrill is if, you know, there's a chance I could get all 3 and then I'll get more money.
Well, we have the Pritchland parlay on the show in the morning here, and he does 7-leg parlays.
Yeah,
don't ever parlay. It's the ultimate way to lose your money. Just place bets. Just place bets, well-educated, single bets,
but
and you will make more
Arcan's
money.
A lock. I mean, he's not going to lose this.
I'm not going to lose for you. No, never. I also will say the appeal of the parlay to me is that you can bet a small amount for a potentially big payout, and if you hit like the first 2 legs, you can cash it out.
Yeah, but that means you're going to most likely lose a small amount over and over and over and over again. The amount of, how many three or more parlays have you ever hit?
Honestly, this month I hit a couple of them, but I usually don't.
Okay. Oh really?
This month I've actually had like a
so two out of May, out of how many parlays?
Good. It was about three or four, but out of like, you know, hundreds. So yeah.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. More believable, that or the David Ortiz sent a letter to Jackson's father-in-law. Or
I believe that happened. I find it interesting to find
I'll
out
bring it in.
Was. No, I guarantee you it happened. I just didn't know how you got his address. It says you had to say something.
Well, quickly, we only got a minute, but I don't know if you guys saw. There's a bar in New York City, I believe it's called Jeffrey's, for game one of the Knicks. If the Knicks win, your entire tab up to $100 is free, but they are hedging their bet and they're placing a $5,000 bet on Kalshi so that they can't lose no matter what. Like, they're going to win. It's genius. It's super genius.
So they're placing a bet against the Knicks.
Yes.
So that's the way that they are going to end up paying for everything. There's got to be a way that could somehow backfire. That almost seems too... Like, there's got to be, like, it's almost like the double zeros on a roulette table.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be one thing in there that they didn't think about that's going to lose their... They're going to lose their ass that night. But it doesn't matter. The Knicks aren't going to win. I mean, they're going to... Maybe they might win one game. Yeah, too. I think that'll be a six-game series. And
undefeated with Danhausen. Undefeated.
That's right, Danhausen. Now, has Danhausen still got the curse?
No, Cleveland's out. It was just a curse of Cleveland.
Yeah, but he took the curse.
He uncursed the Knicks.
Yes, he uncursed the Knicks.
11 games.
We got to check in on Danhausen and see whether he's going to curse the Spurs. We shall see. All right, well, good callers today. Yeah, appreciate
pretty
it.
Pretty good.
You know what? We're sending a shout-out to our own Ted Johnson. Hopefully his mouth gets better. Oh, and a very sincere shout-out to Chris Casper.
Oh, yeah.
He announced today that he is dealing with cancer, and I love that guy. So our hearts and prayers are out to Mr. Chris Casper. Even though I still can't understand many of the words you write in your article, and I have to look them up, Chris, we wish nothing but the best for you, buddy. And outside of that, get ready for some Red Sox baseball. Christian Arcand going to take you into the big game. Thanks for coming in with us. We will see all of you tomorrow live from Fenway Park. Jackson, Mr. Dale Ordway will be out in the streets this evening.
Chad Tracy, 2:15 tomorrow.
Hell yeah. It'll be a good show. Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you again tomorrow. Love you.